Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today we're diving into a big story about Meta and how they're using AI to tackle climate change.
Yes, Alice, it's quite a big claim, right?
Right, Meta has been accused of using faulty data to train an artificial intelligence climate tool.
Oh, really? What did they do exactly?
Well, they published a dataset last year about materials that could efficiently remove carbon dioxide from the air.
I see. And what did the researchers say about that?
Researchers from Heriot-Watt University and EPFL found that none of the 135 materials Meta claimed could bind CO2 strongly actually had that characteristic.
That sounds like a big issue. What did Meta say in response?
Meta said their dataset was based on valid calculations and that they believe in open sourcing technology to promote collaboration.
But the researchers are clearly not impressed.
Exactly. Berend Smit from EPFL called some of Meta's results nonsense and criticized their do first, think later approach.
Wow, that is quite a strong statement.
Yeah, and they're not the only ones concerned about the tech company's approach to carbon capture.
What's the bigger picture here, Alice?
Well, tech companies are investing heavily in carbon removal techniques like direct air capture as they try to offset their growing carbon footprints.
I see. And Meta is buying credits from startups developing this technology.
That's right, but some critics argue that the technology is overhyped and facing a deep crisis due to its high costs and energy needs.
So what's the way forward for this research?
Meta's team argues they were not trying to conclusively identify new materials, but rather experiment with screening techniques and identify new challenges.
But the researchers who tried to reproduce the results said the AI tools weren't fit for purpose.
Right, a big issue was the use of outdated chemical element descriptions from an academic database.
And what about the political angle? I heard something about Trump and clean energy subsidies.
Yes, Trump's slashing of subsidies in the US has caused anxiety in the carbon capture sector, although tax breaks for the technology were largely protected.
And how is the industry responding to these challenges?
Climeworks, a leader in direct air capture technology, recently announced they've surpassed $1 billion in equity funding despite cutting over 100 jobs earlier this year.
That's interesting. So there's still investor confidence despite the challenges.
Exactly, but experts like Wayne and Stoffes from Carbon Market Watch argue that the technology remains enormously overhyped.
And what's the general reaction from the scientific community?
Scientists still welcome Meta's attempts to tackle this complex research question, even with the issues.
I see. Susana Garcia from Heriot-Watt University pointed out that by publishing everything openly, Meta enabled the research community to build better tools.
Right, so while there are definitely concerns about the methodology, the open approach could still lead to progress.
It's a complicated situation.
Indeed, as we've seen with this Meta story, the intersection of AI, climate science, and big tech is full of both promise and controversy.
Thanks for that breakdown, Alice.
Of course, Lewis. We'll be back with more business news right after this.